episode 675, Weakness is Your Strength.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are jumping up and down because today is a day that the Lord has made, and it is time for you to rejoice in it. It is. Get up, get that blood moving, get pumping, because you are on fire. You are created to impact, and you're going to start today. Even if you're feeling like, oh, it's a Monday on a Tuesday. Oh, no, it's not. Get up. Get that feet going. Come on. Just shake that a little bit. When you start moving around, it's amazing what happens to your body. I'm doing it now as I'm talking to you right now here because you know what? It's Inspiration Day, and we're talking about weakness is your strength. How can a weakness be your strength? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so thrilled that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to, well, keep your life simpler. Find the simple in every day because you know our day is truly more complex than it really needs to be. Now, I got to throw out a couple domestic beauties. What we call domestic beauties here are our announcements. I mean, announcements sound so boring, right? So why not call them domestic beauties? In our domestic beauties, number one, My Strength Is My Story launches this week. Boom! Yes, I'm so excited, but I'm not going to tell you the secret of who it is. Oh no, you'll have to stay tuned. November 17th, mark your calendar. It is going to be exciting. You want to share it, spread the news. Now, the plan right now, with it's always subject to change because, you know, I am at the helm. No, actually, God's at the helm, but I'm kind of helping to guide it all the way. So things may change a little bit, and if they do, I'll let you know, but right now we're planning on Thursdays. Things might shift. For example, if we may have a week that we don't have anybody, then you got me again. So, you know, we're always here 7 days a week. You can find us right here at Create Your Now. And there's no better time to create your now than weakness is your strength. When you are going for your goals, reaching for those dreams, setting up systems for success, weakness is the last thing you want confronting you. However, weakness is your strength. Okay, you say, how can my weakness be a strength? Weakness is your strength depending on how you choose to capitalize on it. Do you know who uses your weakness most? God. God uses your weakness the most. My grace is sufficient for you, he says. My power is made perfect in weakness. His power is made perfect in weakness. Your weaknesses. Your weakness is God's currency for you. That's how he draws you closer. When you're facing troubles and struggles, this is the time you cry out, help, help me. If everything was rainbows and butterflies, how much would you cry out? How much would you seek his guidance and pause long enough to say, thank you? Your weaknesses can actually propel you forward. Because it's keeping you in line with God's plan, God's design. One weakness I have, oh, and it's a big weakness to me. Oh, it's one I have struggled with for years, especially when I stopped growing. It's because I'm very height challenged. If I only had 1 or 2 more inches, that would change a lot for me. How clothes fit, how my fat sits on my body. I know you're laughing, right? But seriously, and even how I see my own reflection. I can remember growing up going, Lord, come on, please tell me I'm not done growing. Just give me just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Because I love food and it loves me way too much. It doesn't ever want to let go. And so I have this challenge with my body. It is a weakness. But in God's eyes, I'm perfect. He uses this weakness within me to keep me closer to him than my focus on things that are only distractions. Weakness is your strength. So when you're having a bad day, and maybe your fat isn't hanging where you want it to be, I mean, come on, right? Smile a little bit. Come on, you know that was funny. We're talking about my fat, though, not your fat. Remember, weakness is your strength. Draw closer to God as he cries out to you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Stop trying to do everything on your own. Stop complaining about the weakness that you have and work within your strengths and let God use your weaknesses. Draw close to him. I know for me personally, when I began to finally realize that it wasn't all about me, which it really never had been, but being height challenged, oh, it was about me because I didn't have those 1 or 2 inches that I needed. And if you're a little bit taller and you know someone a little bit shorter, you understand. And some of you that are real tall going, oh, Christiane, I would give you my inches. I would give you my inches for anything, right? We always want what we don't have. But we need to look at our weaknesses as our strengths. When I began turning to God instead of focusing on my weaknesses actually did become my strength. I was able to do what I needed to do. My weaknesses didn't shine so much, or more importantly, I wasn't letting them shine through my eyes, meaning it wasn't drawing my attention. It wasn't distracting me from where I needed to focus. God kept me on my path, where I needed to go. My grace is sufficient for you, my dear child, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Smile today at all your falls and faults, for your weakness is God's currency. Let him use you in a majestic way. God's got this, and he's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.